In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It feels a little bit strange to be up here preaching today because I haven't really given a sermon in 2 weeks. Last week, Tamaida Hudanish spoke, and then the week before that was our recognition of the Tony Tirolis Lifetime Achievement Award, which is given to Byron, of course. But now here we are back at it. And this morning, maybe to make up for time, I'd like to give two sermons, or maybe a sermon split in half, but both of them will be on the theme of today salvation has come to this house. That's what Jesus says when Zacchaeus welcomes Jesus into his house after first climbing the sycamore tree, after encountering Jesus, after repenting. Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house. Zacchaeus seeks Jesus. He comes to know Jesus. He repents. And he brings salvation into his house. One person can change a household. One person can change a family. One person can change a workplace. Those of you who have come to me for confession have probably heard me remind you, as I remind myself, that if you want things to change in any kind of a system, whether it's your family or your workplace or anywhere else, then one person has to determine that he or she is going to behave as a Christian. And then it's up to everybody else to rise to the occasion. But if nobody will act like an adult Christian, not much good is going to happen. But one person can change a house. Who knows what happened to Zacchaeus' household? After that, it is extended family. I'm sure there are stories in holy tradition about it. One person changed his house. And we know from our theology of marriage in the church, we've talked about this before, that Christian households change the world. That's why at the wedding service, the appointed epistle reading is the epistle reading that equates the relationship between a Christian husband and wife with the relationship between Jesus and the church. Because once salvation comes into a house, that house starts to change the world around it. Well, that's the end of the first sermon, and I'm gonna take a little intermission to share something personal with you. Today's a special day for me because exactly 29 years ago today I was ordained a priest, and 30 years ago tomorrow I was ordained a deacon. I was a deacon for 364 days. And exactly this day, the day of Maximus the Confessor. And it's interesting as we think about houses to think about this is the house that I serve. Sometimes it does feel like I live here, and that's okay, that's a good thing. And as I think about this house, our house, salvation came into this house a long, long, long time ago. And now it's not a house that depends on just one person or two persons or three persons, but it's a house filled with people who are struggling to seek Jesus, people who are struggling to know Jesus, people who are repenting. That's our house. And there's fruit. There's fruit that is born when you have a house like this. If you've been around other churches, what I'm about to tell you, you know how special it is. If you've never been around other churches, or if you're new to Christianity, this might scandalize you. I apologize. But our house has no drama. Our house has no drama, no politicking. Just a normal amount of healthy gossip, but no nya-nya. It's unusual. Extremely, it's a blessing. And it comes from having a house filled with people who are seeking salvation. It's a house with very, very, very powerful ministries that are getting more dynamic all the time. Just the Faith and Fellowship that I mentioned during the announcements. Every year about about 50 people will participate in that, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes 60. And lately what we've been doing with the San Francisco Food Bank is just as powerful in its own way, because every week now 70 or more people will come here to receive their groceries, and then about a dozen or so volunteers will come. Most of the volunteers are not even from our parish. They're all being exposed to Holy Trinity as we do something good for the world. And then even lately, we've been doing home deliveries of groceries, so that when people get their weekly groceries, they see somebody in a cassock and a cross bringing their food to them. There's more fruit that comes from being the kind of house we are, and it's this, that we're slowly growing. And we're financially solvent. Again, that's something that's sometimes rare for modern Greek Orthodox churches. And when people ask, why are we growing and why are we financially solvent? My answer is always the same. It's because we've learned how to stay out of God's way. God's always been trying to do good things with all of us individually. He tries to do good things with his church and with his churches. We just need to get out of his way, and we've learned how to do that. I mentioned the team that competed in the folk dance festival as part of our announcements. And as their instructor pointed out to them before they went out for their first set, what's really most special about them is not winning a medal, but what's most special about them is you had 10 dancers that are in church virtually every Sunday, that are in Sunday school, that are in Goya, that know each other well, that get along, and that don't get into trouble. And that's a great victory, and that's a mark of what this church is like. Equally important, as was pointed out at the parish council meeting, not by me, by somebody else, equally important is that Greek dance doesn't drive our church. And there are churches that are that way. But here it's just one of the things that we do. And if we have 10 teams next year or zero teams, everything here is going to keep moving forward just as it should. Salvation has come into this house. It's coming into this house. It's all around us. Good things are happening. And the question becomes, what do we do with that reality? Well, in a very, very concrete way, the first thing you can do, that we can do, is pray every day for the health and the growth of this parish. That's something in every one of my morning prayers. Pray for the health and growth of this parish. Continue to pray, and pray that God will continue to bless us. We mentioned some of the events that are coming up. Well, invite a friend. We say invite a friend to church. That's hard for some people. I get that. Invite them to Faith and Fellowship. That's easier. That's in the evening and people are dressed down and it's a little bit more casual. Invite them to the crab feed. I think one of the great ways that people can see what kind of a congregation we are is just to be around us. So why not? There are still plenty of seats available. Invite them to the women's retreat we are going to have. But invite people to become part of this. It's a good thing. What's happening here is beautiful. Other people need to know about it. And then we together need to continue to understand and come to terms with the fact that we have a role as a congregation for God's plan to save the world. And we need to understand that role more and more as time goes on, and to play an even bigger role as time goes on. Now, it dawns on me as I am here on the anniversary of my ordination, it dawns on me that all things being equal, if one had to place a wager, there's a pretty good chance that I'm leaving here one day either with a retirement banquet or a macaria. This is my last stop, God willing. And as I consider spending this time of my life, and thank God, God's given me some health at this point in my life. I don't know how long it will last. None of us do. But I can't imagine a better place to spend my third age, as some people call it. I'm honored to be here. I'm grateful to be here. and especially grateful to serve you all and to serve this parish. And I really believe that everything that's happened to this point in my life, including the last 10 years here, has just happened to prepare me for whatever time we have together here at Holy Trinity. I don't know what lays in store for us. I think it's beautiful things, dynamic things, maybe a few challenges. But along the way, people are going to show up to this church. They're going to visit for liturgy. They're going to be invited to the crab feed. They'll be invited to Faith and Fellowship. Goodness knows how they will intersect with us, but they will come to know us. And God grant that then their lives will be changed, and that they will know Christ, and that they will repent. And maybe, they'll be able to tell their friends, because of what happened to me at Holy Trinity, salvation has now come into my house.